You lost them in 3 seconds. Sounds dramatic? It isn't. When someone scrolls your feed, their decision to click is often blink, instant. Today we're going to make that 3 seconds work for you, not against you. Hi, I'm Mason Reed. Welcome to the Daily Marketing Move, your daily, no-fluff marketing action plan. Let's make this simple. One 10-minute method, one thumbnail swap today, and a measurable CTR check in 7 days. You do not need more complexity. You need more clarity. Here's what this episode covers. Why 3 seconds matters, a quick psychology frame, an exact microscript you can hand someone, a 10-minute protocol to run the test, low traffic alternatives if you don't have much reach, a short real-world vignette, and a 7-day plan with a simple tracking sheet you can copy. Here's what matters. This is platform agnostic and repeatable. First, why 3 seconds? Two cognitive ideas, salience and fluency. Salience means what stands out first, the color, contrast, or the face that pulls your eye. Fluency is how easily the image reads. Can you tell what's happening in a flash? When an image is salient and fluent, people understand it instantly and are far likelier to click. If your thumbnail takes time to decode, you lose people to the scroll. Now, the microscript you can use with 5 reviewers, a friend group, or a cheap ad panel. Say exactly this. Look at this image for 3 seconds. After that, what would you do next? Reply, stop, keep, curious. That's it. 3 options. Quick gut responses. Stop means it would stop you from scrolling. Keep means you'd keep scrolling past it. Curious means you'd click to learn more. All right, here's the 10-minute protocol you can run in a coffee break. Step 1. Create 3 thumbnail options that vary one thing, focal point, text line, or color contrast. Step 2. Put them in a blind panel. Label them A, B, C, so reviewers don't bias each other. Step 3. Show each image for exactly 3 seconds, one after the other, in a random order. Step 4. Collect stop, keep, curious replies from 5 diverse people outside your inner team. Step 5. Apply the decision rule. If one image gets the majority of curious responses, or the highest combined curious plus stop to keep ratio tipping toward curiosity, that's your candidate to validate live. If the panel is split, push to a tiny paid sanity check or run a time-based swap. Decision rule in plain terms, pick the image with the most curious responses. If none stands out, pick the one with the fewest stop responses or the highest curious plus keep percentage. Treat the panel as directional. Small samples point you. They don't prove everything. The goal here is speed and improved signal, not statistical perfection. Quick vignette. A solo shop owner I worked with sells a niche planner. They had 3 thumbnails, one with product on a white background, one showing a person writing, and one with bold text over the cover. They used an SMS panel of 5 customers and ran the 3-second prompt. The person writing image got 3 curious replies and 1 keep, while the bold text image got 2 stop replies. They ran a $10 paid sanity check, 100 impression split, and the person writing thumbnail had a higher CTR by a noticeable margin. 7 days later, the live traffic confirmed a directional lift. Small, fast, and actionable. No big audience? No problem. Low traffic alternatives. Option A, sequential micro tests. Swap thumbnails every couple of days and compare percent change directionally. Option B, time-based rollouts. Run thumbnail A for 3 days, then B for 3 days. Same post copy and time window. Option C, cheap paid sanity check. $5 to $20 split across variants on a small social audience to get quick impressions. Each option trades statistical rigor for speed. Pick the one that matches your available traffic and risk tolerance. Here's a simple 7-day microtest plan you can copy. Day 0, create 3 thumbnails and choose your method. Panel, sequential, or paid. Day 1, run the 3-second blink test with your panel or launch the live split. Days 2 through 6, collect impressions and clicks. If using sequential swaps, keep copy and timing identical. Day 7, pick the winner and roll it into the main channel, then track a week-over-week CTR change. Tracking sheet columns, variant, publish date, traffic source, impressions, clicks, CTR, notes. That's your minimum data set.
Accessibility one-liner? Do this every time. Use high contrast, limit overlay text to 1 short line, and always preview on a small screen. Add descriptive alt text. If your image reads only on a desktop, it will fail on phones where most people scroll.
Risks worth calling out. Small, non-representative panels can mislead. Winners may not transfer across headlines or traffic sources. Low traffic creates noisy signals. Too much text or low contrast breaks readability on small screens. Mitigations. Use a diverse 5-person blind panel and treat feedback as directional. Validate the winner with the same headline and traffic source. If traffic is low, use sequential swaps or a $5 to $20 paid check, and follow the accessibility one-liner. Quick test you can run in 10 minutes. Swap one thumbnail and see what happens. Or try this micro test and tell us one metric. Did CTR go up or down? Those lines make the ask simple and measurable. Okay, today's marketing move. Swap one thumbnail now, run the 3-second blink test, panel or cheap paid split. Track CTR for 7 days using the tracking sheet columns I mentioned, and report back one metric, the percent change in CTR. That's one small experiment with a measurable outcome. Before you go, remember this. You do not need more complexity. You need more clarity. The goal is not to do more marketing. The goal is to do better marketing. Try the blink test. Swap one thumbnail and learn one metric in 7 days. If it works, roll it out. If it doesn't, learn and iterate.